Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. So after more than 3 years and several meetings, some headway is being made to allow the Amish to build a wooden bridge over the Cass River for their safety. Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell provided an update on the proposed project recently. He explained the state is finally starting to understand what the Amish want to do, and that the proposed bridge project is for horse and buggies and not motorized vehicles. An application from the Department of Natural Resources has been signed for an easement to be considered. The state can allow that when state land is the only alternative for a proposed use, which is for the Amish to travel safely by not having to share a road with motorized vehicles, explained Bardwell, who has championed the project since the beginning. The Amish community wants to build their own bridge over the Cass River in order to avoid traveling by horse and buggy on M53. Traveling M53 in a non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents that have resulted in injury or loss of life. The Amish want to build their own wooden bridge that is 20 feet wide over the Cass River exclusively for their use, and they will maintain it. There is a large Amish community who live in Tuscola and Sanilac counties. The long and winding case of the 2011 murder of Andrea Eilberger continues with another jury trial on January 13th in Lapeer County Circuit Court. Kenneth Carl, K.C. Grondin III, will go through another trial because the Michigan Court of Appeals overturned his first-degree murder conviction in 2018 due to a flawed jury verdict form that may have confused the jury. Grondin was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Eilberger, 20 of Otisville, who was shot in 2011 at the home of a relative in Mayfield Township. Grondin was Wilbur's boyfriend at the time of her murder. However, on February 11th of 2019, Grondin's conviction was reversed and the case remanded back to Lapeer County Circuit Court for a new trial due to a defect in the verdict form. To confound the issue, Chadwick Shane Mobley emerged in 2023 as a suspect in Eilberger's murder from evidence found at the scene with his DNA on a cigarette butt. Because of that, Mobley was arrested, charged in Eilberger's murder, and was sentenced in July 2023 to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Even though Mobley was found guilty of her murder, the case against Grondin remains. And it does cast a shadow on the case against him as he has always maintained his innocence. Since the issue with the verdict form was found, Grondin was released and has been under house arrest and ordered to wear an ankle monitor while awaiting a new trial, which he will finally get this month. Eilberger was found bound and shot once in the back of the head at the home of her aunt and uncle in Mayfield Township, where she was house-sitting. When Carroll Community School District's assistant middle school principal Nick Moyer was alerted by a student that an eighth grade girl was choking, he knew what to do and didn't panic. The student was unable to breathe or speak and needed immediate help. Moyer quickly stepped in to perform abdominal thrusts until the object was dislodged and the girl could breathe again. Moyer knew what he had to do because that was not the first emergency he has had to deal with. Besides being a middle school principal, Moyer has also been a volunteer firefighter for 17 years with the Elkland Township Fire Department, so he knew what needed to be done. For his quick thinking and heroic actions, the American Red Cross Michigan region honored Nick with a life-saving award. Hopes are those who saw how he was able to help a student in distress that it inspires others to learn first aid. As a firefighter, Moyer had plenty of opportunities in 2025 to practice his skills. Last year, the Elkland Fire Department responded to 190 runs. Some of the runs were for structure fires, vehicle accidents, medical assists, downed electrical wires, and assists to neighboring fire departments. and we'll be right back.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
All right, and we're back. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance in an American courtroom. Maduro and his wife are expected to appear at noon today before a judge in New York. He is accused of narco-terrorism and drug trafficking. The Trump administration used the criminal charges to justify capturing Maduro and removing him to U.S. soil. Maduro's lawyers are expected to contest the legality of his arrest, arguing that he is immune from prosecution as a sovereign head of state. Venezuela's new interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has demanded that the U.S. return Maduro, who long denied any involvement in drug trafficking. And a Paris court has found 10 people guilty of cyberbullying France's First Lady, Brigitte Macron, by spreading false online claims about her gender and sexuality, including allegations she was born a man. One defendant was sentenced to 6 months in prison, while 8 were handed suspended sentences between 4 and 8 months today. All 10 were mandated to attend cyberbullying awareness training. The defendants, aged 41 to 65, posted malicious comments likening Macron's age gap with her husband to pedophilia. The First Lady did not attend the trial, but said she launched legal proceedings to set an example against harassment. Her daughter testified about the impact on their family. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And remember, you can get news stories like these here, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to report at this time.